Tavon, welcome to New England. What has this day been like for you? When did you get the phone call? What did you think?
It's been an exciting day, man. It's everything I ever dreamed of. I got the phone call right before they made the pick, and it's just exciting to be a Patriot.
Tavon, when are heading into the draft? When did you expect to get taken?
I really didn't know. I was hearing a lot of different things as far as what round and all that stuff. So I just try to focus, keep my head down, and just keep on working. So I never knew where I was going to be taken, but I just knew it was all over the place. It was out of my hands. So I just did everything I can to get drafted as high as possible.
What rounds were people telling you?
Anywhere from, it was kind of all over the place. A lot of people had a lot of different predictions, but I didn't really pay no attention to it. I just worked as hard as I could, and, great things happened for me.
When you look at the safety class, it didn't seem you were as highly rated as some of the other guys out there. So does this come as a surprise to you to go mid-second round?
I feel like I worked hard enough to go as high as anybody decided. It was out of my hands. So I just did my part. I just prayed and hoped for the best.
How much pre-draft contact did you have with the Patriots?
I've worked out with them before. I pretty much talked to a lot of teams and heard a lot of good things. So, I worked out for them one time.
Where'd you work out? Out at Illinois, or did you come out here?
Illinois.
And last question for me is, you've played corner, you've played safety. I'm guessing you probably have some special teams experience as well. What are you most comfortable in doing, or what are some of your strengths?
I feel like I could do both things at a very high level, but it's not really up to me what position I'll play. So it's up to Coach Belichick and the staff. And I'm just going to do everything I can to the best of my ability to get on everything I can to contribute to the team.
Tavon, is there a guy out there that you try and model your game after?
Not really. I just try to be the best player Tavon could be. Obviously, it's a lot of great players in the NFL. I look at some players, but I just try to be the best player Tavon Wilson can be.
Tavon, when you find that you're not invited to the scouting combine workouts, how much does that make you, what reaction did you have to that, and how harder do you work, I suppose, to get yourself noticed since you weren't at the workouts?
I feel like it's only a certain amount of spots that people get invited to the combine. I was confident in my ability, so I wish I was there, but I wasn't. But I looked at it as a positive and just looked at it as I had more opportunity to get ready. Everybody else had 6 weeks and I had eight. My pro day came, I felt I was in the best possible shape.
Tavon, you served as a captain, and Bill obviously likes leaders on the field and off, but especially on the field. Do you think that played a factor? If so, how much of a factor, your leadership in being picked by the Patriots?
Most definitely. The Patriots are a great organization. There's a lot of great leaders over there. They're looking to bring good people into their organization. They do their background information on everyone. So, yes, I think that was a factor. I always put my team above myself, and Illinois always told me that's going to help you out in the long run.
Tavon, is it accurate to say that you played more cornerback last season than safety? And if so, was that due to injury or something that you had planned going into the season?
No, my junior year I started at safety. I came to Illinois as a corner, but my junior year someone was hurt. So I had to move to safety. And last year, my coaches asked me what position I wanted to play for my senior season. I told them I wanted to play corner. But I kind of played everywhere, though. I played some safety, some games, some corner, some nickel.
And why did you choose to play corner?
I just thought, that's what I was most needed at on my football team. We had a safety coming back off an injury, and I felt he was a pretty good player. We had some young guys that could play safety. We didn't have no other corner, so I just said, I'll play corner because I thought that was the best fit for the team.
What did you do during the combine? There's so much coverage of it. So much of it's on NFL Network or ESPN. Did you watch it, and was it motivating?
I watched every rep of it. I took it all in, tried to watch what those guys did as far as their technique and stuff, and watch their times. I just tried to go out and compete against those guys and try to make my times better.
Must have been kind of a lonely pursuit. You know, everybody's in Indianapolis, and you're watching it there. Was it a motivating factor to know that, you know, the party's going on?
Yeah, it was definitely motivating. Anytime you don't get into something that you feel like you should be in, you know, you just try. I'm a competitor, so I watched it. And I watched it and saw what those guys did. And when I got my opportunity to show what I can do, I showed what I can do.
Tavon, you come from a strong conference. Did that kind of prepare you for this, making the next step?
Yes, sir.
Talk about that a little, please.
We're a pretty big conference in the Big Ten, so it's a very strong conference. We have some really good players. I feel like we had great coaches at Illinois that prepared me for this opportunity, and I'm just thankful, you know, to have that opportunity.
Tavon, did you have any preconceived notions of the Patriots coming into being drafted this year?
No. I've talked to them before. I've met with them, but I've talked to a lot of teams, and you never know what's going to happen. I just came in, you know. Today I was just watching the draft with a couple of my close friends and family, and just watch and see what happens, because you never know.
Did you watch the Super Bowl this year, and did you ever think that you'd be making a trip to New England a few months later?
I never thought that, but I'm a Patriot now, and I'm excited, and, you know, I'm just going to come in, try to contribute the best way I can.
Tavon, how about special teams?
I played special teams in college. I'm going to play special teams with the Patriots, and, you know, that's something I love to do, and something that I'm going to do.
What specifically did you do special teams-wise?
I can't hear you.
What specifically did you do? What roles did you have?
I play on the punt team, on the kickoff team. I was a hold-up guy on a kickoff return, and I play field goal block.
Tavon, can you talk about your childhood and some of the struggles you had there with both your parents passing away?
It was rough, man. The hat goes off to my grandmother, because she was a very strong woman. To take me and my sister in, you know, just raise us the best way we can to try to, you know, just give us everything that she possibly could. And now I'm glad that I have been able to give her some of those same things that she gave me.
Do you think that experience will help you out at all at the NFL level and just toughness-wise or getting through some of that?
You said what?
Do you think that experience and some of the rough times you had as a child will help you at the NFL level in terms of mental toughness?
Yeah, most definitely. Everybody got to overcome adversity. I overcame a lot of things in my life, and that's the reason why I'm here today, and some of the reasons why I'm the person I am today. I never get too high or too low. I just keep working all the time, and, you know, just take everything one day at a time. And
has
closed off my grandmother for that. She's a very strong woman.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.